front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of stations don't carry this first five, but a ton of people tune in on the web, so I'm going to have a little fun here. We need a little fun, a little joke here to lighten things up before I hit all this other hardcore news. I've got military news. I've got leftist opening the borders, invasion news all over the country. What's happened with the Haitians? It's really gotten a lot of attention. I've got Bernie Sanders admitting that they lie to the public. I've got DEI diversity strikes, small Polish town, foreigners arrested after bloody brawl. We've got MSNBC going after Musk. We've got parents sue school district. We'll tell you why. More pervert crap. More Chinese spies being busted, working for the Democrats at the highest levels. It is all coming up. And huge Russia news. Ukraine government collapsing as panic Zelensky purges officials. It's all coming up. But here is a couple of clips dealing with Kamala.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, well, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman, and that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid? So that was that conversation.
We're going to tax them, okay? 25% on unrealized gains.
That's going to crash the entire economy.
Bro, you ain't got $100 million.
Huh? No, her plan would crash the stock market. That hurts working people. It hurts everyone.
Bro, you complaining. You ain't even got $100 million, bro. Bro. Why you worry?
Well, because...
You think you gotta pay the wealth tax, bro? You don't got $100 million, bro.
Bro. You don't understand. My concern is that forcing the best performing stockholders to sell off 25% of their earning shares would completely crash the market forever. And all we stand to gain is enough to pay for less than 1% of Kamala's proposed budget.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You don't got $100 million, bro. No. You don't know you don't got $100 million? No. No, you don't. You don't got $100 million.
Okay, the best case scenario, best case, it raises enough to fund the government for less than 3 days. 3 days! That's what you want to risk the entire economy on. 3 days of revenue.
Bro,
you understand?
Bro, you ain't listening.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Bro,
you
ain't
don't
listen.
I got $100 million.
What are you not understanding? This has consequences for the entire economy. Everyone's 401k will crash. All of the capital's going to move, and we have the largest stock market in the world. Do you understand that?
Economists don't like this idea.
Do those economists got $100 million?
No, they don't.
See something that's sad. Take a look at what happened here. Oh, wow. Look, I'm Donald Trump. I think I'm so cool because I got shot. What a loser.
Are people seriously pretending that looks cool? He did a photo op because he heard a loud noise? Loser!
Ugh, who's impressed with this guy?
America! We'll never be defeated! USA! 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 USA!
Wow, now he's juggling. Will he go to magic camp? Who is this supposed to impress?
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
As if we're supposed to be intimidated by this. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this just in. Joe Biden just bravely and heroically dropped out of the race with an extreme...